verses, and Lord, help me say some things tonight that I feel is God's will. In Mark chapter 11, I'll start there. I'm going to use some other verses, but this will be the main verse tonight in starting this message. In Mark chapter 11, and we'll look at verse number 24. Mark 11, verse 24. The Bible says, "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you shall receive them, and ye shall have them." I look at this text tonight, this verse of Scripture, and the word desire comes to my heart to read this Scripture tonight. I want to preach a little thought tonight on some members we need down at the house of God. And one of them is Mr. Desire tonight. There's got to be a desire in the people of God. If there's no desire, there's no passion, there's no great expectation, as the sister talked about. And we surely need a desire tonight in our heart. Hey, God, what do you desire? He said, when ye pray, listen. He said, and what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. The word desire just simply means to ask, beg, or crave for. Webster said it's an emotion or excitement of the, of the mind directed to the, thank God, the attainment or possession of an object by spiritual desire or want. And so it is in that desire. If we don't have a desire, thank God, we'll dry up. As Christian people, and there ought to be a desire. I think tonight we've gone through the motions. We went through, my friend, the acts of religion. But we just need a desire in our heart. I mean, brother, tonight, thank God, he said, when you desire it, what do you desire tonight? The Bible said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. But brethren, listen, we need to have a desire tonight within us. Amen, listen. If you got a desire tonight, thank God, God will hear you. But pray it without a desire, pray it without a passion, pray it without real unction. Thank God. God does not believe in God. It's not going to go too far. But I'll say this tonight. When you have a deep desire within your heart, like God, God will hear you. He put a great emphasis on this verse that it is by desire. It's by a desire that's within you that God's put within you tonight. And brethren, listen. God lets us get to the end of our rope. God lets us get to the bottom of the barrel. A lot of times in our life that we'll desire Him to work. If everything's good, you don't have a great desire. But when you have a desire, God said, hey, God, you can hear, you can pray. And God said, believe and He'll hear you. When that desire gets great in a man or a woman or a child, it's a great thing to have. Because desire drives a man to God. Desire drives a man to the holy things of God. He wants God. Listen, a lot of us tonight, friend, don't have the desire we ought to have. Thank God, we use the desire in our heart to see God save some sinner. But brethren, tonight, not many desire today. Thank God, we've just become so mechanical and so robotical. Oh Lord, help us tonight to get a desire in our heart. A desire to see sinners saved. A desire to see the acts of God work. A desire to see Him move in the congregation. A desire to see Him bless you. A desire to go further with Him. A desire to see the wind of God in hearts. Amen. Listen. I tell you tonight, friend, we've got away from it in this hour. Well, we have a deep passion, a deep desire. That's right. God help us. He said it's a desire, friend. Amen. Do you desire to see God move? Do you desire to see God answer your prayer? Thank God, when you get down to it, thank God, it comes from a desire that God put there. Amen. It might be a hunger for something in your own personal heart that you want to see God do. A desire for overcoming grace. A desire, thank God, for a physical healing. A desire, thank God, for the God of heaven amen, to move and help you and bless you and work in you. I tell you tonight, God cannot be limited but by unbelief. Thank God, He said He didn't do many things there in Capernaum because of their unbelief. And unbelief's a killer, friend. Amen. Don't let people take the belief away from you. Don't let nobody take the desire away from you. Don't let nobody take expectation away from you. Tonight, let that thing rule you and run in you. Amen. That you desire, thank God. You see, along the way, when you desire something, there'll always be opposition. There'll be things to fight against you. But tonight, don't let nobody talk you out of what God can do and what He wants to do in your life tonight, thank God. I'm down your friend. I heard a brother shake myself, went up to Brother Hodgson, and we listened to that man preach, and he said, his preaching not long ago somewhere. Amen. And God started moving. He said, and he got to testifying about an older man getting help from God. And he said his own daddy didn't start preaching until he's 70 years old. And Pastor Day is 85. Amen. He had that desire in him. There's no limitation. There's no age limit. Amen. There's hope, thank God, tonight for you. Thank God you might have a desire. Amen, to do something for God. But brother, listen. People want to say, well, I can't do it no more. Oh, friend, and I thank God, desire drives a man. Desire, thank God, pushes that man. Amen, listen. You'll never pray in earnest. You'll never pray with desire in your heart. Thank God, until you see the need of it. Amen. That's right. Thank God for desire tonight. Are you desiring God? Amen. The desire to see Him work. Thank God, friend, tonight. I'm telling you, I've just been in the battle. Thank God with the old mind. And friend, tonight, there's an opposition. There's an oppression in this world. But greater is He that is in you than He that's in the world. For the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abide forever. And so there's got to be a desire tonight. If there's no desire, it's no, thank God, unction of God. There's no fire of God. Thank God, we need it tonight in our soul. God, help us tonight. Thank God, to have a desire to pray and believe God tonight. Amen. That's right. You know what? It wouldn't take long for somebody, if they got really hungry for God, that somebody in the church world would throw a cold blanket on it. That's right. Oh, that can't happen. Brother, listen, that ain't nothing too hard for him. What's happening in this day and time? We don't believe him for nothing. He said right here in the scripture, he said, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. That's a possessional thing. He said, you'll have them. I'm going to say this tonight. Not only have Mr. Desire left the house, but Mr. Gladness has left the house. Hey, can I tell you tonight that Jesus said, He said, certainly, thank God, He talked about they was glad when they seen Him. I mean, in John chapter 20, I was glad when they seen the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of God. Thank God, the Bible said, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before His presence with singing. Oh, can I tell you tonight, friend, thank God that we need that. Thank God, we used to be so glad when we could come to the house of God. We used to be so stirred in our heart. When we had been saved by the grace of God, we got to get there. Amen. That's the fellowship. Shake the brother's hands. Amen. Enjoy the goodness of God and the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Come, thank God, won't add to it. Come, thank God, with a prayer in your heart. Thank God, and praise on your lips. And something to say for Jesus. And something, thank God, to praise Him about and hear the Word of God. But gladness has left us today. Amen. Listen, friend. It don't matter what we're going through. Amen. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. There's always something of joy in God about. In fact, the word gladness means cheerfulness. The word gladness means joyfulness. Amen. Listen. I'm telling you, if you're glad tonight, thank God. Brother, tonight looks like people's looking for an excuse not to come to the house of God. You know why they ain't glad no more, friend? If a man's glad, he's going to get here. Amen. They just ain't glad no more about it. Amen. They ain't. God. But the psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. And surely not. We ought to be glad people. Amen. Thank God. They're happy people. Trust in the Lord. Thank God. Happiness is not based, my friend and I, thank God, on circumstances. If it's real spirit happiness, it's based on what, thank God, we have in Him. Amen. We have the same thing. Every day we live, we have, thank God, something tonight, my friend, that we can rejoice in. For God's a constant. God's our absolute. God's what we stand on. There's nothing, thank God, that He can't do. But tonight, friend, we ain't seen much lately. Thank God, see a little here and a little there. And the problem is we don't desire it. Amen. And we're not glad, thank God, to be with Him. I'm telling you, friend, thank God that somebody's glad to see you. It's a big difference. And somebody that really don't want to. It's a big difference, thank God. When them little old grandchildren come in your house, amen, and look up to you and hug your neck and tickle the neck to get to see you. I'm down here, it makes a difference in the one. Thank God they're glad to see. But tonight, we've lost the gladness. We've lost the cheerfulness. We've lost the joy of God, which is our strength tonight. Oh, that He would return to the house of God. Oh, that He had come tonight. Amen. And say, I got some more to say. I've been saved by the grace of God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been regenerated by the Holy Ghost. I've been made a new man in Christ. Amen to God. I'm glad I know the Word. I'm glad I got the Word. I'm glad the realness of God's in me. And thank God I can rejoice. Thank God with the people of God. He said rejoice evermore. And I'm going to do it. And He said rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven tonight. Why don't we have it no more? It's become common to us. Amen. That's what's happened in this hour. We just become common people. Amen. Listen, common people heard Him gladly. And I'm going to tell you what, friend. Thank God. He said to Samson, He said, I'll become this like another man. That's what He said. He said, if I lose my strength, I'll just be like another man, Jonathan. I mean, that's all I'll be. I mean, I got supernatural God in me. I mean, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Amen. Tonight, we all remember that. Thank God the Holy Ghost lives in us. Thank God. But we, my friend tonight, living like this, anybody else. Thank God, friend. I tell you, when you read the book of Acts, that's an action book. Amen. Them Holy Ghost men, thank God, went out and they preached the Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I don't want to lose that. It seems like there's more wrestling today. It seems like there's more fighting within and without. But I'm glad God knows what to do. I just want to do it, thank God. Amen. I'm tired, my friend, of the natural. I'm tired of going through the motions. I'm tired of going to church when we don't meet the meat. Thank God, let's come and say we've been there. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. Amen. I'm telling you that tonight. Oh, the reason people don't say amen, they're not glad tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'll tell you another one, Claire. We've left our first love. Amen. We've left it. You know, friend tonight, He didn't say they lost it. He said they left it. Amen. They left the first love. And brother tonight, it's easy to leave something because you take for granted that. And you take for, listen, thank God, He ain't interested in you impressing Him. Amen, friend. He's not interested tonight. He's wanting you to love Him. Amen. Thank God, He'd rather have a little child tonight stand up and say, I love Jesus, than somebody get up and give all their credentials and what they've done. I wrote this. God touched my heart the other week. Thank God about some things I was writing in my Bible. And it, listen, thank God tonight, it ain't important how good you can do something. It's important what's in your heart when you do something. It's important tonight. Thank God what's in here. Amen. God, forgive me, Lord, for letting things in my life. Forgive me, Lord, that's hindered my love and my God and my hunger for You and my affection for You. He said, Peter, do you love me? Lovest thou me more than these? Peter, how much you love me? Amen. Peter said, yea, Lord, I love thee. Hey, God, when he got down that last one, hey, God, he said, do you love me? Amen, more than these. Amen. He said, yea, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest I love thee. I've got affection for you. I've got emotions for you. I've got my heart towards you. I'm fond of your word. I'll do what you say. Amen. He said, feed my sheep. I'm telling you tonight, thank God we've left the love that we once had. It used to be a blessing. Thank God to get up and testify. It used to be a blessing to get up and sing. Thank God you don't have to have a perfect voice. All you got to do is make a joyful noise to the Lord. Thank God it ain't about how good you can do it. It's about who you're doing it for tonight. Amen. God help us all. There ain't no excuse tonight. There ain't no excuse. Amen, buddy. There ain't no excuse. Praise God, I'm without excuse. But I'm telling you, Mr. Desires left the house of God. Mr. Glad's left the house of God. Love has left the... Listen, the Bible said we know we pass from death to life because we love the brethren. Amen. He didn't hate his brother by then death. Amen. A man can't be saved and not hate his brethren. A man can't be saved and not hate God and not love the brethren. The brethren is the born again people. Amen. Thank God said he didn't say, love a denomination. He said, love the brethren. Amen. That's right. You, my brothers, how could I not love you? Sorry, grudges and strife and jealousies and envies, all that wickedness in churches and getting amongst people. Amen. Because somebody got to sing and they didn't. Or somebody got to do this and they didn't. Thank God, my friend, why should the right hand get mad to left? Amen. We're all one body, friend. Thank God, you wouldn't take your right hand and take a hammer and hit your left one. Amen. Oh, no, friend, you want to help it. Amen. That's right. You want to work with it. Thank God, and I pray we ain't in competition. Thank God we're out here together. Thank God, let her go and do what he said for God. Amen. We're missing it out because it's become performance instead of worship. Amen. That's right. Got to performance today down at the house of God. It ain't no performance about it, friend. Preaching, thank God, just preaching. Amen. It ain't performing. Thank God, he's the one performing. He that begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. God help us. What we need to do is come clean in our heart. Amen. I'll say this, Mr. Fervency's left the house of God. He said, not slothful in business. Now, I'm going to say this tonight, and I ain't going to get on it. But we got a lot of laziness when it comes down to doing God's work first. Now, brother, listen to me tonight. And old brother Chris, I'm going to say, me and him talked before service. I said, you got a word? He said, he's awful tired. I understand that. We get tired in body because we are made of flesh. But he testified of a verse while ago. It's not your body, it's your spirit. Amen. Now the spirit is in the body. But the body without the spirit is what? Dead. That's right. Really, the fervency of God, I mean the contact of God, the Holy Ghost working in you and through you. Amen. I'm not saying everybody's got to be loud. I'm not saying everybody's got to be in that motion. But there's something that comes that's hot in his soul. Brother Shank come in this morning. I said, how'd it go last night? He said, boy, God help me. He said, I trim when I... See what that is? That's Holy Spirit fervency that gets in a man. It ought to get in everybody. Amen. Every once in a while, every one of you ought to get a good case of I can't help it. Say amen. I mean, thank God you ought to kick your shoes off spiritually and say, I can't help it. Amen. They said, I can't help but speaking that and of what I've seen and heard. I can't help but do it. Thank God I ain't a thinking about it. I can't help
help but do it. And three Hebrews said, son, he might not, but if he don't, he's still God. Hey, God, he's still the same God. Amen. You might throw me in the fire and I might burn up, but I'm telling you, if I do, he's still God. He was in the first before they got in there. And brother, they came out clean. Amen. That smell like smoke. I'm telling you, where's the fervency of God? Where's the unction? Where's the desire? Where's it at? I'm telling you, friend, I tell you where it's at. It's somewhere in the world. And I'm preaching to myself more than anybody, but I'm telling you tonight, it's a fighting me like a crazy. Temperance is a big thing. That means self-control. Boy, they made me that good cake today. That carrot cake icing about that thick on it. I said, I'm going to cut me a piece. That got bigger than what I thought it would. But, buddy, I'm telling you, amen, I give one piece to my boy, and I said, here, get a piece. He said, boy, that's good. Yeah, he went back and got another piece. I decided I'm not going to do that. But that ain't the only thing I got a problem with temperance with. I got a problem sometime in my patience, in my anger, in my lust, in all the things that affect me in this world, the body of death that I live in, the temperance, self-control. Amen. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. I've said this the other night. I'm going to say it again. God gets glory out of working in you and bringing you under complete subjection. Amen. And working in your life to show you're under the Spirit's control. Amen. Temperance, friend, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Thank God. Amen. That's right. The world is going to try to consume. That's why, thank God, we ain't no robot. Amen. He ain't pushing a button to tell you to say no. He wants you to live, thank God, in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptist preachers, and I mean, you might disagree with me. Don't matter. I love you. The Baptist preachers has made church members nothing more than robots.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
That's all they've done. No to this, no to that, no to this, no to that. What about the Holy Ghost? Scared to death to let God do something in somebody's life and make them what He wants. Somebody, instead of trying to make them a bunch of Baptist press. And I'm a Baptist, but I'm telling you what. Thank God the independence is about as worse as anybody for it. Amen. Somebody makes a mistake in the church and people want to criticize them and run them down. Let the Holy Ghost help him. Amen. It ain't whether he's going to fall, he will. It's whether he's going to get up. And the just man will fall and he'll get up again. Let God help him. Amen. That's right. He said, you can say, Caldwell said it the other day. I said, amen. Boy, I believe that. He said, praise God, God preaches temperance. He don't preach no to this everything because it is the Holy Spirit has to work that in you to prove that God's in you, amen, and lives that life for you, amen. That's right, ain't it? I don't want to be a stumbling block to nobody, but I'm telling you what, friend, it takes a while sometimes. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The way it don't take Him long, it takes you long. Amen, and me long. Thank God for Him to work some things in you. Amen, that He might control you through His Spirit. That He can glorify Christ through that. Thank God than a Baptist robot. Amen. You know, I used to be robotical a lot of ways. Now, you know, no, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. Brother, it ain't like that. It's Holy Ghost. It's temperance. It's God working things in you. You'll never know where you're at with God till you face the test anyhow. You can get up and blab your mouth all you want to and say, I'm against this and I'm against that and I'm against this and I'm against that. Amen. But I'm telling you what, you don't know whether you're against it or not. You face with it. Amen. Son, I'm telling you, you can say that all day. Amen. That's right, buddy. Hey, God, son, let the Holy Ghost, hey, God, have His way. Let Him work in His church. He knows what to do. Hey, God, friend, I like what Caldwell said. He said, praise God, if you're not having problems at the church, hey, God, if there's people not having problems, it's a heretic church. Amen. That's right. You say, we having a little battle within us. Having a little battle here, a little battle. Well, God help you. What do you think it is? You in heaven? Not yet, praise God. We headed there. You're going to have problems on your way. Amen. You got problems with yourself more than anybody. I want to let you know that. I got problems with myself more than anybody. Nobody in this church has... Hey, listen. Nobody in this church is a problem with me. I'm the problem myself if I have any problems.
Amen.
I have problems without, within, without. But I'm telling you what, the fervency of God's Son burns in my soul. Amen. When she was singing that song tonight, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Thank God the fire's lit in my heart. Amen. I'm telling you how. Hey, God, amen. Can we come in and have Mr. Fervency not here? It'd be dead like an icicle. Amen. God help. And I'll say this, and I'm through. Mr. Bears left the church. That's bearing one another's burdens. Now, it takes real love to do that. He said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The word bear means to carry. That burden there means like a big heavy thing placed on an animal's back. That's right, it's a load. I think we've seen the church do that before. Bear people's burdens. Get up under it with them. Amen. A church that don't care is a church that ain't much of a church. See, me and you've got to give one another. That's where the strength is. It's no strength in one. Even though it's one God, there's strength in the body, there's strength in members of the body. There's strength in me and you getting under with it one another, and whatever you're going through and whatever I'm going through, then we're going to bear it. We ain't going to criticize one another. We can be honest with one another. We can talk to one another. We can say, I'm going through this. I got the burden in my heart. I'm going through this burden. It's heavy on my back. And thank God I want to get under with it. I want to get it under with you. Thank God I need to get under it with you. And if the whole body gets under with you, thank God. I'm telling you, help God get that burden off there. Amen. The burden's going to make you stronger. Thank God. But he said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We got to carry. Thank God and get under with that person. Amen. It's right, we're not doing that. A lot of times we don't know the burden. A lot of you tonight don't want to tell the burden. I understand that. But I'm going to be honest with you. Don't get upset at me, okay? I'm just being honest. God knows your prayer request, but I'm telling you what. If I really know what you're going through, and God already knows before you ever pray, but as a brother in Christ, if I know what you're going through, then I can pray with you better.
Yeah. Amen. Sure.
When you're going through a battle, it might be a financial battle. Everybody in the church ought to understand that people are people. God's in us, but we're still people. People have problems. People have hardships. People have weaknesses. And people need one another. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest testimony of any church is number one, they love God and they love one another. And they get in with one another when they're going through it. Amen. Amen. Say, Sister Burgess is up there tonight. Sister Fidge is up there at the hospital tonight. We got to get underneath that and pray. Do you think Brother Shank, when he requests prayer for his mama, that he's just doing it? No, it's on his heart. It's on his heart. And you got to bear that. Now you're looking at one fellow that sometimes loves just convenience and comfort. But I'm telling you what, convenience and comfort hardly ever gets you underneath. Jesus, in his whole life, he carried the burden on his heart. That's right. Paul carried a burden on his heart. That's right. The burden gets heavy sometimes, whatever you go through in life. But I'm telling you, we need to pick it up and help somebody carry what they're going through. That's where the strength of the church is. Amen. Right. Amen. Our religion would be vain if I used the word religion. As James said to say, I pray the Lord to bless you. That's only a cop out of not putting our hand into it and trying to help somebody under the load they're going through. Isn't that right? James said, if a man comes to you and has a need and you don't give it to him and you have it, how dwells the love of God in you? Where's the bowels of compassion? God help Joel Hine not to be a selfish, self-centered, lazy, convenient Christian. Help him to be somebody that's involved in the ministry of the gospel and in the flock of God that's among us to help somebody through what they're going through. That's right. And I think a lot of times, God help, ain't it been made in this day and time for us to have it easy? But the only thing's easy is, he said, my burden is easy. My yoke is easy, what he said, my yoke is easy. That means when you get the yoke with him, he'll do the pulling. He'll take care of it. My burden is light. But I'm telling you, there's burdens in life. There's burdens in life. God help us to bear one of those burdens. Appreciate you hearing me tonight. It's on my heart. That if we don't have this, listen, we can have a meeting. You can hear me preach. We can hear people sing. But I'm telling you, the church is not the building. The church is the people. And I'll tell you what, I'll pray with anybody in agreeing in prayer in the will of God and believe God for anything that we desire that would be of God. I'll pray with you about it. Tonight, whenever, I'll pray with you about it. I will join with you in prayer and believe God and the desire that God put in your heart. Amen. And God said, if you'll believe, you'll receive. All right. Let's stand tonight.